From a secret bunker on the frontier of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know. Three, Canada could still be the new Palm Beach, which really doesn't make sense if we're all going to be dead in 10 years anyway. But the new hysterical reporting says Canada warming twice as fast as the rest of the world. It could be 3 degrees warmer by 2100 or several decades after we are all dead. Two, the Spartan Nation getting ready to travel to the Twin Cities, the Final Four close enough that a big turnout is expected for the Michigan State faithful, so look for a lot of green in the stands. And number one, they told you Donald Trump could never be president. They told you Bob Mueller had all the hard evidence of collusion and obstruction. People were going to jail, and they told you there was no crisis at the border. Why in the world are we still listening to these people? Look at what's going on at the southern border. Thousands of people every single day, and we all know it now. We all know it. And what's frightening to me is that in the mainstream traditional media, you've got a whole crew of people. And it doesn't matter if it's a newspaper like the New York Times or the Washington Post or networks like CNN or MSNBC. You have legions of people that are willing to uncritically regurgitate talking points from the Democrat Party. And it's obvious every day. If the Democrats say there's no crisis at the border, the media says there's no crisis at the border. If the Democrats say the Green New Deal means we have to do this or something bad is going to happen in 12 years, then the media is out there saying something bad is going to happen in 12 years. If the Democrats say global warming is going to be the death of us all, then of course the media says global warming will be the death of us all. Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example of the parroting of the news media when it comes to the crisis at the southern border. First of all, the president called it a crisis before he was even a candidate for president of the United States. Donald Trump called it a crisis at the border. He said it was a problem and something that needed to be addressed. And then here more recently, he declared a national emergency. He declared a national emergency on the southern border, and the Democrats said it's not a national emergency. It's a made-up crisis. It's a made-up crisis. And so what did the media do? They parroted that very line. That very talking point was regurgitated over and over again. Let me give you an example put together by Newsbusters from MRC. It's bite number five, regurgitating the talking points of the Democrat Party. Go.
Tonight, the president tries to sell a crisis that the facts tell us does not exist.
Donald Trump may be inventing a national security crisis on the border.
So it's a fake crisis.
There's not a crisis.
Actually, it's pretty much under control.
If you say it enough, will it be so?
Quote, no one is saying this is a crisis except them. They're playing the public for suckers.
He's lied so
much. All right,
so
playing the public for suckers sounds like what Anderson Cooper and the media are doing. Because for a long time, we've heard the stories about people coming across the border, human trafficking. More than one in three of the women and young girls that travel to the southern border by way of Mexico from Guatemala or Honduras or El Salvador are raped along the way. 35%. Don't trust me. Trust the far-left rag Rolling Stone magazine for that statistic. They're the ones telling us that. They're the ones telling us that there is a crisis at the border. And if you look down there, you'll find that people are held in holding cages, much like a livestock facility, like a feedlot. Why? Because there's no place else to put anybody. Because 5 years ago, children started showing up at the border. Then families came together. We're not set up to take care of that kind of a humanitarian crisis, which is creating a bigger problem at the border. Kirstjen Nielsen says there's a crisis. Jay Johnson, the director of Homeland Security under the previous administration, Barack Obama, says there's a crisis. And now, believe it or not, CBS and NBC are saying there is a crisis. This was actually heard on CBS and NBC. Newsbusters actually found this. It's bite number six. Believe it or not, they've found the truth. Bite six, go.
Despite some lapses in the wall, Agent Grijalva says they still work.
Operationally, I can tell you that without a physical barrier, the Border Patrol, we have a very tough time succeeding.
Is there a crisis on the border?
Yes, there is.
You can ask any Border Patrol agent here that has been around from 1 year to 30 years as myself, and they'll tell you that this is a crisis.
You actually will use that word, crisis?
Yes.
You will actually use that term, crisis? Yes. The reason being is because it is. There's nothing to argue about here. You have as many as 4,000 people a day being arrested and detained. And, of course, many more than that are making their way through, getting across the border, human traffickers, drug runners, carrying other forms of contraband, drug running, gun running, all of it. And it's all happening every single day. Not at the ports of entry, but at the places you don't have a physical barrier. You heard the one officer there say, you have to have a wall. You have to have a physical barrier. I mean, it's common sense. Of course you have to have a physical barrier. If you have miles and miles of wide open with not much there, well, then you're going to have trouble, and they're going to come in hordes. And the mob is going to overtake the border. And that's what's happening. Now you have a caravan forming that we're told could be more than 20,000 people. If 20,000 people show up at the border at one time in one place, they certainly can overwhelm the security we have there. This is a national emergency. It is a national crisis. It is something that must be addressed. There is just simply no more debate about it. You look at what's happening, you look at the pictures, and you understand. The Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. You can get involved there. You can go to SteveGruber.com as well. Let's go to Mike. He's checking in from Boyne City, my northern escape and getaway, my northern home. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Hey, listen, you know it's a problem. I know it's a problem. Most people don't care because it's an abstract problem. It only affects the people in Texas and California. And Congress is the only one that can fix this. Congress doesn't care because we don't tell Congress to care. So what one solution would be, instead of doing the catch and release and let them go in Texas and California, and I hate to say this, but they should disperse them in Boyne City, in New York, in Chicago.
But they do that.
They have thousands of illegals taking the jobs away from the people in Chicago. Then it'll become a problem in Chicago, and they'll tell Congress to fix it.
And by the time that happens, if it's not done in a more equitable fashion, by the time that happens, it will be far past the turning point of being too late, won't it?
It will. It's got to be done now. We can't wait for an election or something. It's got to be done now. We got to change. We got to get Congress to do something. President Trump can't fix it. Only Congress can fix it. They control the purse strings.
Mike, thank you for checking in from Boyne City today. Common sense from northern Michigan. There's some truth to that, but if you look at what's happening with Bethany Christian Services, the Catholic Social Services, the other organizations that bring in the unaccompanied minors and place them, they're all getting paid every single day for every child in their possession. There's big money being made. Make no mistake, there's big money being made by bringing these illegals in by some groups, certainly these groups that run adoption agencies and so forth. Of course, in Michigan, that's been greatly impacted now because of Dana Nessel's decision to say that any organization that's Christian and does not allow an adoption by a gay couple and so forth or doesn't promote that, that they're off the list. Well, that's going to create big problems and put a lot of kids at even higher risk because they won't have a place to go. But make no mistake, these housing facilities are getting paid by the federal government with your tax dollars. Your money's paying the bill. Of course you are. Why wouldn't you? You pay for everything else. We'll take a break here. We'll catch a couple more phone calls. John will get to you in Portage. Just hold tight. We'll get to you right after the break. 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966 is the Common Sense Hotline. You can also go to SteveGruber.com and drop me a note there as well. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, We can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbor and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine. Not really.
Buzz driving